You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's news time now. Let's go to the newsroom. Shelly's got the morning off. Sean is in the news chair. Dave, thanks for working on the board for us this morning. We appreciate it. Rod, sit down. There we go.
Rod,
another
sit round. Down.
Somebody bring your pen and paper. Take a letter. All right. What's going on, bro?
Well, deep fake music is a thing now. And who do you talk to, parents cautioned, who do you talk to about sex?
Ooh.
We'll talk about it. Ooh. News brought to you by Huffman & Huffman. Big insurance companies make billions, so why don't they like paying your claim when you get hurt? Call Huffman & Huffman. They'll get you the cash you deserve. It is Veterans Day. It's a day we honor those that have served or continue to serve in every branch of our armed forces. Veterans Day is formerly known as, it was the end of World War I hostilities. Mm-hmm. The fighting ceased on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. It was recognized as Armistice Day in 1919. We now recognize it as Veterans Day.
Nice.
And we thank all of you from the bottom of our hearts for everything you have done to keep this nation safe. And you continue to do to this day.
Amen.
And your families as well. Democrats have clinched two more. Oh, you know what? Before I do that, I almost skipped it again. I've got more deals for you here, and I don't want to skip them for Veterans Day.
The deals.
I can't skip the deals. But even if I did, they're up on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page now if
you
need to go
take
a look.
Thing.
Yes, so you can go find them. But I'll tell you about a couple real quick anyway just so you get a little flavor. Wawa, you got the troops and their families. We get a free coffee of any size today. Dairy Queen, active duty and retired military can visit one of their participating locations and receive a free medium blizzard. 7-Eleven, veterans with a Veterans Advantage account, link their account to their the store's 7 Rewards loyalty program, and you get special offers, including a free cup of coffee for Veterans Day.
All right.
So it sounds like there might be more. If you can need any info, they have that at 7-Eleven.com.
Nice.
So go check that out. Buffalo Wild Wings, free order of 10 boneless wings and fries. Mmm, that sounds good. Dunkin', you get a free donut of your choice, which I kind of love because I'm a big Dunkin' person. Yard House, they've got a free appetizer today if you want to go take advantage of that. I mean, all over the place. I'm looking at all these things. If you maybe you need to get your car washed today. Autobell Car Wash is a free ride-through wash for all veterans and active military today. It says no ID required.
Well, no kidding.
So you can go take advantage of that if you'd like to. Yeah. So go on out there, take advantage of some of these deals. You've more than earned it.
Very nice.
And again, if you want the whole list, it's over on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page if you want to go check it out.
Amen.
Democrats have clinched two more years of controlling the House, but it's going to be a very thin majority for them because they lost some seats. They have nailed down 218 seats in the 435-member chamber. They could still win a few more as votes are still being counted, but it's still going to be a pretty tight majority for them there. As far as the Senate, it stands at Democrats 48, Republicans 49. Republican Tom Tillis won re-election in North Carolina as Democrat Cal Cunningham conceded last night. So the runoff race has become even more important now on who's going to control the Senate at that point. In Virginia Beach Public City Schools, this is just an update for parents out there. Leaders met to discuss what to do about returning students to in-school learning with COVID-19 cases and positivity rates on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
The superintendent plans to move forward with bringing more kids back to school starting tomorrow. A letter was sent out by school officials notifying everyone that things will be staying the same for pre-K through 6th grade, so just stay the course there. But other students are going to be returning on a hybrid model. It's a little daunting when you first look at it. If your last name starts with like A through K or something like that, you're doing schools on Tuesdays and Thursdays in person and Monday, Wednesday, Friday online or something. It's a lot. So make sure you pay close attention to that letter and you get it all hammered out because it could easily confuse you if you're not paying attention. But again, they're moving forward with that plan. Also moving forward, USPS is finally getting hairy. I'm sorry, USPS. UPS is finally getting hairy. And by that, I mean they're allowing facial hair.
Okay.
They've been really strict for a long time on appearance over at UPS on how they allowed their employees to look.
At UPS or USPS?
This is UPS.
Okay, so UPS is brown.
Yes, UPS is brown.
All right.
Yes.
And it's not the Postal Service then.
Right.
It's the United Parcel Service.
Right.
Okay.
UPS, the private industry.
Yeah, all right.
Is finally allowing people to have facial hair as well as other things in an effort to celebrate diversity rather than corporate restrictions, according to them.
The cops are doing that, too.
Yeah. They're easing some of the rules. They've had rules for just about everything, like hairstyles, which they're going to allow things like afros and braids now.
Okay.
They even have rules about the length of your shorts, which I got to be honest with you, some of that I'm still okay with. I don't need the 70s Celtics walking around delivering my
packages.
You
don't like the short ones? I'm starting to think that I'm less liking the big baggy ones anymore.
I don't need them either way necessarily. I remember Stone Cold did the jean shorts just above the knee back in the 90s. I think I can live like that.
Dude, those back when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We had advanced physical education.
Advanced,
yeah. It was an optional class. I opted into it.
Okay.
And it really was 6 weeks of playing basketball.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Now, as one of only two white dudes in the class,
mm-hmm.
Many of the people that I played ball with, it was a style thing.
Yeah.
But you'd wear the big baggy shorts with your underwear coming out of the top.
I've seen that.
However, the real style was then to grab your junk with one hand and dribble with the other. Nobody wants the ball off the junk hand, though.
You're right.
You're coming to me left-handed with the pass, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Not touching the ball after you junked it.
Missed it.
I can't have you junking the ball.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
UPS is also allowing piercings. They're limiting earrings, limited to earrings, and small facial piercings are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But they must be, quote, businesslike, which begs the question, what's a businesslike facial piercing?
Some of them look really good.
I do agree with that, but I've never thought of one as business.
True that.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know what I like? I like the little twinkle, the thing on the
little,
nose.
Yeah, the
on
little
the
stud.
Nostril.
Yeah.
But the tiny one.
Yeah, I know what you
just
mean.
Just a sparkle.
Yeah.
Because I've also seen a substantial one.
Right.
And it's too much.
I saw somebody who had, stretched their nostril. So
okay.
I could see
into
it.
I don't
that
know
was
what's
weird.
Going
yeah,
on
I was
there.
Like, man,
know,
that is, you know, it made me uncomfortable.
You're a walking COVID test.
Yes. Well, it makes
the
it
big
easier,
nostril,
I guess.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
The but
I just look in there. I don't even need to swab it.
My girlfriend has the septum. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
The one that looks like a bull ring, essentially?
Straight through?
No, it's a circle. Yeah, it's
okay,
a ring.
Okay, yeah.
But it's open, so what she does is when she goes into a professional environment, she literally just turns it up and it points up her nose.
Oh, interesting.
If she's around like a boss or something like that,
you
can't tell it's there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, Shelly had the eyebrows for a while.
For a long time, yeah.
I think it just rejected.
Maybe.
In the end. I think
probably best when you have a small child now, too.
Yeah, well, you never know.
They want to grab.
Oh, I'm missing one.
Yeah. They do say that tattoos still have to be covered up as a heads up.
Okay.
But that's so. Hey, look, you can have a beard now. Congratulations. This is just quick and fun. We usually talk about these here on the show. An MSNBC anchor, Craig Melvin, had to keep his cool when he went to a reporter, Ken Delanian, for a live segment, only to hear Delanian swearing back at him.
Ken, what have you learned, sir? Okay. I think we lost Ken for a second. We'll try to get him back there.
Now,
thank you, Craig.
Just for full disclosure, I edited out a pause in there, so I just wanted people to know that. I didn't edit out anything else.
All right.
It's what happens sometimes. Apparently, Delanian thought his connection with the studio had cut off because he couldn't hear them.
Oh, all right.
And so he was reacting with frustration, unaware that they had just thrown to him on live television. He, of course, has apologized for that.
Yeah.
Those are just, I love when those sort of things come out because it can happen to anybody. But here's my rule. If you have a microphone strapped to yourself, maybe always pretend like you think it's live.
Well, that's what they tell you.
We
work in a room full of microphones. And I mean, and the rule is to pretend like the microphones are always on.
Right.
That doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But at least it's not clipped right to me.
Yeah, you mean like right here.
Yeah, I can walk away from this.
It is easy when you're wearing that lavalier, that's the name of that personal microphone, that tiny little bean that you hook to your tie or whatever it is. It's easy to forget that thing's on.
Yeah.
You're carrying a battery pack in your back pocket, and then all of a sudden, now I'm having a conversation with a producer or something, and
right.
I'm off camera, I forget. It's on.
Right.
They can hear anything you say. And we have any number of recordings of, remember the CNN anchor, the woman that took it into the bathroom and she outed her sister-in-law on national television, told some family story that was horrifying?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was bad. Bad, bad.
You just forget you have it on?
Yep, it happens. Speaking of recordings, an artificial intelligence company can now create deep fake music, apparently.
Yeah.
Generating songs from the ground up that can mimic any artist, they say. Now, at the moment, it's pretty rudimentary, both in the realism and the audio quality. All the things they have are uploaded to SoundCloud right now, and it's not the best sounding.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the technology is only going to improve. Here's some attempts right here. Let's see if you can tell me who this is supposed to be.
Miley?
No. Any guess on who that is, Rick?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
you got me.
That's supposed to be Celine Dion.
No way. Oh, well, try that again.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna play it for you
try
one more
that
time.
Again.
Hang on. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Now I can hear it.
Right. But again, these are deep fakes of the song, so it's not her necessarily.
No, but I could hear it.
But it's close, right?
But don't they? Don't I mean, when deepfakes started a video, mm-hmm. they weren't all that great.
No, yeah.
But the world was warning you, look, we're going to get better at this.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. The quality will improve. Here's another one for you. I'm a
That's Dolly Parton.
Boom, right away.
Yeah.
I thought it was Miley.
Nope, Dolly Parton. You nailed
They're
it right away.
They're all Miley. Yeah.
They're all Miley. And then I got one more for you. I don't. That one doesn't work for me.
Okay. You That's, got me on that one.
Rod, any guesses? Not Miley?
I don't know. Billy Ray. I don't know.
No, that's supposed to be Kiss.
That's, oh, wow.
That's supposed to
that's
be Kiss.
That's the closest thing for me, because their music is not that great, let's be honest. It's not why you're going to see them. I mean.
Experts think the technology has the potential, at least, to create what they're calling copyright-free imitations, or they're even saying maybe new songs that could be released under a deceased artist's name, which raises all sorts of questions and concerns at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's called OpenAI. They put together 1.2 million songs, 600,000 of which are in English. And they gathered them all together from the internet, paired them with lyrics and all sorts of stuff to generate these songs. They fed them into the AI, and that's what generated the, they're calling it approximation of the different artists.
Yeah, approximation is right. The Dolly Parton one is
pretty good.
Pretty unique, yeah.
Pretty unique sounding.
She also has a unique sound.
She
Celine
does.
Dion has a kind of a unique sound, especially given the accent.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And once you heard it again, that becomes way more apparent.
Yeah.
And finally, before I let you go.
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby.
It looks like there's a lot of people out there that have issues discussing sex.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Has it gotten worse or better over the years?
That's a good question.
Worse or better?
I don't know. I'd say probably better, because the taboo as far as society involving sex isn't quite as bad as it used to be.
True.
But right. Now it gets even weirder in certain circles, so maybe it gets harder to talk
about. It does get weirder.
Yeah.
You're right.
But maybe the internet's provided us with outlets. I don't know.
Yeah.
According to a new survey by Durex Condoms, so experts, one in five people say they never openly discuss sex with their partner.
With their partner?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. That includes things like what they want sexually or issues they're having.
Mm-hmm. But, just the fact that a condom company is, making it into the news, that's progress.
That's exactly.
I mean, that, used to be back in the day. Hey, back in the day, you'd go to the pharmacy and you'd ask for a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some condoms.
Yeah.
Now you go to the pharmacy, you ask for some condoms and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the same way around, It's
reverse. The same survey, they also found one in five people as well. Say they talk to their mom about their sexual issues.
I know. I talked to my mom last night about it.
Did you about it?
Did you really? You're still doing it.
Could you imagine that?
Your parents find it very obnoxious that you continue to ask questions.
I've never had a conversation with my mom about sex. Yikes.
They do say that, it's doubted that the exact same 20% of people that won't talk to their partner are also talking to their mom.
Right.
But there's at least probably a little bit of overlap.
Wow.
Who won't talk to their partner but will talk to mom.
That's a little weird.
That is a little weird.
Your partner would feel betrayed.
Absolutely. And I'd have a lot of questions about you and your mom.
Yeah.
Could you imagine your mother-in-law calls, hey, listen, I was talking with James earlier today, and you don't seem to reciprocate.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. You're tapping out on this.
Apparently, he goes the extra mile, if
you know what I mean.
And then you're beat. Is there something wrong with him down there?
You're beat. I mean, you know what? I remember when he was a little boy, it does bend a little, but that should be, you can't hold that against him.
I thought he would grow out
of
that.
They all do.
Back in my day, we would just, pop a little mint and then go down there.
And then, but no, apparently that's too good for you. I told him not to marry you.
Well, today.
Could you imagine?
Cloudy this afternoon, or this morning with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 85. Tonight, more rain with a low of 68. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the morning with a high of 72. Right now, last check, it was 68 in Chesapeake, 73 in Virginia Beach. So split the difference if you're driving between the two. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Nicely done, sir.